Morning Watch, Day 4. Living a Christian Life and Church Life. Under the Government of God for the Economy of God. Week 3. Life and Building in Peter's Epistles. Related Verses. 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. Therefore, putting away all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation. Romans 8:6. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. Psalms 119, verse 15, 23, and 148. I will muse upon your precepts and regard your ways. Princes as well have sat and spoken against me, but your servant mused upon your statutes. My eyes anticipated the night watches, that I might muse upon your word. Hebrews 5:13 and 14. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the full grown, who because of practice have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil. Philippians 3:15. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this mind, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. Related Reading. According to the sequence of the five sinful matters in 1 Peter 2:1, malice is the root, the source, and evil speaking is the expression. We may have malice as a root within us. Then there will eventually be evil speaking as the expression of this malice. The development from malice to evil speaking includes guile, hypocrisies, and envyings. Three downward steps from malice toward evil speaking. The root is malice. The development includes guile, hypocrisy, and envy, and the final expression is evil speaking. The milk of the word in verse 2 is milk for the soul, the inner being. It is conveyed in the word of God to nourish our inner man through the understanding of our rational mind. And it is assimilated by our mental faculties. The nourishment contained in the guileless milk of the word is an antibiotic for guile. In chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, Peter indicates that as newborn babes, we need to practice putting away all guile, and we also need to desire the guileless milk of the word. The purpose of putting away the evil root of malice is that we may long for, desire the milk of the word. If you want to hunger and thirst after God's word, that is, if you want to desire the drinking of the milk in the word, you need to hate your malice and abstain from speaking evil things about others. According to Peter's word in 1 Peter 2:2, by the guileless milk of the word, we may grow unto salvation. Growth in life results in salvation. Salvation here, as the result of growth in life, is not initial salvation. God's full and complete salvation has a long span, from regeneration, including justification, to glorification. At regeneration, we receive initial salvation. Then we need to grow by feeding on Christ as the nourishing milk in the Word of God unto full salvation, unto maturity for glorification. This will be the salvation of our soul, which will be revealed to us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus. However, according to the context, unto salvation in 2:2 refers directly to being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices in verse 5 and to tell out the virtues of him in verse 9. In verse 3, Peter continues, "If you have tasted that the Lord is good," the Lord can be tasted, and his taste is pleasant and good. If we have tasted him, we will long for the nourishing milk in his word. The Greek word rendered good in this verse also means pleasant, kind. In 1 Peter 2:4, Peter makes a leap from the milk of the word to the living stone. There does not seem to be a bridge or any other kind of connection between the milk and the stone. First, Peter indicates that the Lord is the milk of the word for nourishment. Then he goes on to speak of him as the living stone. This implies that the milk becomes the stone. How can this be? With us, this is impossible, but it is not impossible with the Lord, because he is all-inclusive. As the all-inclusive one, Christ is milk, and he is also the stone. We are not able to exhaust all the aspects of Christ. He is the milk, he is the bread, and now we see that he is the stone. We need more experience of Christ as the milk and the stone. In the morning, we should drink Christ as milk from the word. Then, during the day, the process of transformation should take place within us. In the evening, we should come to the church meetings and fellowship with the saints. This is building. Here we see that in the morning, Christ is milk, and in the evening, he becomes the stone. During the day, the milk does a transforming work within us to produce a stone.